Hello guys and welcome back to the discussion. Throughout the Conquerate series, we have expounded on new and innovative ways to overcome our weaknesses and move closer to achieve superlative success in life. While the pursuit of excellence is always intended within a spiritual seeker, care has to be taken to ensure that the individual is not hampered in his lofty task of self-realization. Many times it so happens that, embroiled in the illusions of life, the seeker starts to get excessively involved in the material pursuits of life. He starts to value material success over everything else. Considering the situation, at times a seeker might need to have that drive to achieve materialistically, but in doing so, he must never forego his lofty cause, and he must never forget his true intention of walking on the path of life, the true intention being the motive of attaining self-realization. Moving ahead from the oxymoronic monologue that I just prescribed, today we are going to discuss ways in which we can overcome our stress, ways in which we can overcome our fatigue. The reason as to why I concatenate the two in a single dissertation is that stress indeed induces fatigue. Fatigue can be simply defined as a temporary loss of strength and energy that stems in due to excessive stress. In today's day and age, we often observe that we are literally bombarded by stress from all sides. There are mounting expectations from us both at the workplace and at home. This continually leads to a recursive lifestyle wherein the person concerned is made to work incessantly, much like a mule. The fact that such a destructive lifestyle indeed induces fatigue in a person comes as no great surprise. But considering the circumstances that besiege us, there is indeed little that we can do to change that way of life. However, there are certain steps that we can take to ensure that this stress-filled lifestyle takes the minimum toll on our health. When I say the word health, I not only mean it in the physical sense of the term, but I also refer to our mental health and, above all, our spiritual health. The tiredness that today's stressful way of life induces in us is as much mental as it is physical. Oftentimes we say that we are tired. We fail to realize that it is not our physical body that is fatigued, but it is our mind that is burdened with stress. Hence, the way to release that fatigue, the way to overcome that fatigue is to release our mind of the stress that it carries around with itself. To put it simply, I would say that to overcome fatigue and tiredness, we first need to examine our thoughts. Human thoughts are essentially nothing but energy pulses that emanate from the mind. Thus, the more we think, the more energy we exert through our mind. Now, in saying this, I would not say that the way to overcome our fatigue is to stop our thoughts completely. But a momentary glance of self-introspection would make you realize that there are indeed some thoughts that have no use at all. Often when we crib about situations that are beyond our control, or when we monger incessantly about our choices, or when in anxiety we go into a relentless streak of negativity, we exert great amount of energy through the thoughts that emanate from our mind. Thus, first and foremost, if you have to conquer your mental fatigue, the one thing that you have to do is that you have to watch your thoughts. Search your feelings and come to a point where you can effortlessly go into a thoughtless state in time of your repose. When you are relaxing, don't think of anything, just relax. Don't think what you are going to do 10 minutes later. Such a thoughtless state immediately rejuvenates the human mind, and once again, you're good to go. As far as physical fatigue is concerned, there are some things that we can do to minimize it. We cannot completely eradicate it, but there are some things that we can do as damage control. Ensure that you are eating properly and at regular intervals. Limit your tea and coffee to a couple of cups in a day. Do not starve yourself and don't be a glutton either. When you're working in the day, eat simple carbohydrates with some fats. They help to keep your system lively and energetic, and they are not that hard to digest either. Remember to not overwork your body continuously, as such a lifestyle would ultimately take its toll on you. In the end, to conquer fatigue, it is indeed important to realize that in terms of your work, you need to draw a line somewhere. At some point, you just have to say no. No matter what your manager says, no matter what anybody says, it is important to realize that your health is of utmost importance, not only in your worldly life, but in your spiritual pursuits as well. Always nurture a hobby. I always tell people, always nurture a hobby. Regularly indulge in some form of recreation. Act stupid at times. It would go a long way to ensure that you remain happy, motivated, and invigorated for the journey that lies ahead. Thank you.